Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3382. Today we're continuing our series of looks back at the Ahsoka series and what we learned about the characters that we met in the series, or revisited in this case in the series. And today we're going to be talking about Morgan Elsbeth. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So the late lamented Morgan Elsbeth in the Ahsoka series was definitely a formidable villain, one who was challenging Baylan Skoll at every opportunity. She had demonstrated a fanatical devotion to Grand Admiral Thrawn and followed through with her ambitions in that regard and got him to the galaxy far, far away, even at the cost of her own life. And she also made a deep connection with the Great Mothers on Peridia. Now, the Great Mothers refer to Morgan Elsbeth as a child of Dathomir, but it's hard to say for sure whether that makes her a Night Sister. Technically speaking, Night Sisters are supposed to be able to wield dark magic, M-A-G-I-C-K, right? That kind of thing. And it's not necessarily clear how well Morgan Elsbeth can do that, right? In terms of her being able to manipulate the map and that little, you know, stone column where the floating orb of the map was suspended on CTOS, right? Like, there was definitely some dark energy that she was able to draw from there. And that's about it as far as that kind of power seems to have gone, right? We didn't see her demonstrate any of that power when she fought Ahsoka on season 2 of The Mandalorian, and we didn't really see her wield any of that power in the finale of part 8 of the Ahsoka series, right? Yes, she had the Blade of Talzin, and yes, she fought fiercely with it, but it wasn't like she was actually using dark magic powers, at least in any visible way, during any of her activities. That's not to say that she wasn't a force to be reckoned with, however. She certainly put together an amazing plan to build that enormous hyperspace ring and successfully got her team to the galaxy across the way from the galaxy far, far away, following the path to Peridia and arriving to rescue Grand Admiral Thrawn. So it worked. She did it. And yet, we still don't know a lot about Morgan Elsbeth's background and why it is that she is so fanatically devoted to Grand Admiral Thrawn. What kind of commitment does she have to him, and how did this come about? Whatever it is, it might be part of the key to explaining why Thrawn was able to get in good with the Great Mothers on Peridia, because knowing Morgan Elsbeth and being an ally to her, yeah, that probably made the Great Mothers think, okay, yeah, we can trust this Thrawn at least as far as we can throw him. And she seems to be the person that Thrawn trusted most implicitly to potentially rescue him from Peridia. Working with the Great Mothers, and the Great Mothers being able to communicate in dreams across the stars to Morgan Elsbeth, right? That connection was made possible by whatever relationship Thrawn and Morgan Elsbeth had developed prior to Thrawn being exiled, as it were, marooned, if you will, on Peridia. But as Thrawn suggests in the final episode, that, you know, the Jedi have basically caused him too many problems and he's never going to underestimate them again, that's part of the situation. But the other part of the situation goes back to Star Wars Rebels, where he was having trouble with Kanan Jarrus and Ezra Bridger. He was having trouble with the entire Ghost crew, but that was certainly a confounding thing, and running into the Bendu on Adelon, yeah, that had to put Thrawn in a mindset that he needed something to counteract the abilities of the Jedi. And pulling Sith doesn't seem like it was an option that was open and available to him. But Night Sisters, on the other hand, yeah, that could be a situation where he could partner with somebody that would have powers that would rival the Jedi, and getting someone like Morgan Elsbeth on his side, who was a child of Dathomir, who could compete reasonably well with Ahsoka Tano, yeah, that was probably his best bet. And considering the downfall of the Night Sisters at the hands of the Separatists, you would imagine that Morgan Elsbeth would definitely have more of an affinity for the Republic that eventually became an empire. Although, you know, Darth Sidious and Emperor Palpatine, yeah, if she had known that they were one and the same person, then yeah, she might not have thought too kindly about the Empire either. But she certainly believed in the idea of the Empire and in the idea of Thrawn as its ultimate leader and savior, so much so that she was willing to sacrifice herself, be left behind on Peridia if it meant that Thrawn could make his getaway and get back to the galaxy far, far away. And yeah, she helped make it happen, so she was successful, although she met what she would probably consider to be an untimely end at the hand of the Blade of Talzin that was conjured for her by the Great Mothers, ironically, as Ahsoka was able to get it from her and cut her with it. So that's Morgan Elsbeth, the late lamented character, but hopefully there's an opportunity to tell more stories about her. I mean, you know, we've got other media, novels, and comics and all that fun stuff, and just because we're moving forward in a certain section of time in live-action storytelling doesn't mean we can't go a little backward either. And then, of course, there's animation too. But anyway, yeah, that's what I've got for you about Morgan Elsbeth, what we learned about her as a result of the Ahsoka series, and that's what I've got for you on today's episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.